We're on the assembly floor with former Governor Tommy Thompson. This is the assembly floor where you spent only how many years, sir?
20 years I spent here, and I loved every day. It was a wonderful career, a great opportunity to serve the wonderful people of Adams, Juneau, and Marquette counties. We used to go by counties when I first got elected, and I represented three counties when I first got elected at the grand old age of 23. Now you can see I've put on a few years, but the memories are fantastic about this institution.
Is this truly the people's house, sir? Why?
Oh, this is the people's house because these are, you know, you're only elected 2 years. You cannot forget about the people back home. You got to go back home and live amongst them, and you got to find out what's going on. And that's why it's called the People's House, because people here in the state legislature know that they've got to be reelected or elected every 2 years, and they got to decide what they're going to do for the best interests of the people back home. That's why it's the People's House.
You know, what intrigues me about your story is, for a long time, you wanted, your political goal was to be Speaker.
Absolutely.
Then you went on. But why did you set your goal as Speaker?
Well, because, you know, I figured, you know, that was the ultimate of running this House. You know, I love being in the Assembly, and I love doing things for the people back home. And I thought if I could be Speaker, I could do so much more. And if I knew I was Speaker, I'd get some of my legislation passed. And if you remember correctly, that is absolutely correct. I wanted to be Speaker. And when the last election, when it was obvious to me that Republicans weren't going to take over the control of the Assembly for a long time, I wanted to do something bigger so I could get things done for the people of the state of Wisconsin. I had great ideas, but when I was in the minority, I couldn't get them passed. So I decided to run for governor. And nobody gave me a chance, but I won, and I carried out my promise to myself and to the people of this great state of coming in with some of the best innovative ideas that still are on the books today to make the state of Wisconsin better.
4 terms as governor, then cabinet secretary during 9/11.
That's right.
That's a pretty amazing career.
Well, it has been a fantastic career.
So are you writing the book?
Well, I suppose maybe. Why not? But I really think, you know, that the good Lord's been good to me and the people have been great to me, and this is a great state, and I'm just happy I had the opportunity to be able to serve and get a chance to meet people like you. You know, you and I go back a long time, Steve.
Yes,
you
sir.
Talk about me, but you're standing next to me. We've been together for well over 20-some years.
Yes, we have.
And so you've probably interviewed me more than any other person in the state of Wisconsin, and I've always respected you, and I think you've respected me, and we've become friends over the years.
I have. 4 years ago, when Governor Scott Walker took his first oath of office, I interviewed you right outside the assembly chamber, and I asked you what advice you've given on Governor Walker. Do you remember what you said, Governor?
I said be bold.
You did. You said be bold.
I said you only get one chance to be governor, and I can remember back, you know, I thought to myself, I may never get reelected again for governor, and I have to be bold, and that's why I introduced so many, you know, powerful initiatives, some that got passed, and then I got reelected. But I told Governor Walker when I saw him first time after he got sworn in, I said, be bold because you only know you have one chance.
And you must admit, he took your advice.
He did.
With Act 10 in a lot of different ways.
That is correct.
Were you worried that Act 10 polarized the state you love so much too much, Governor?
Well, I'm dissatisfied with the polarization, but, you know, when you move and make, you know, big changes, things happen. And I'm sorry about that because I don't like the state of Wisconsin to be divided. This is too great of a state, and we're so much stronger when we're together. So I'm sad about it, yes, but I think what Governor Walker did was right.
Well, has he asked your advice for a second term? And is your advice still the same, sir?
My advice is still the same, to be bold, but he asked me a different bit of advice that someday I'll tell you.
Not now?
Not now.
Okay. But what about going forward? How do you govern differently in a second term as opposed to a first, sir?
You know so much more. And you know, it's not a learning process. It's the fact that you have that much more experience. You can do more, and you can talk to the legislators in a different way. They know that you've been there, and you're going to be there for a while, and they have a better response, and they have more respect for you. If you remember correctly, my first term, I had the veto. I had the record number of vetoes in the country.
You had that huge pencil in your office, the veto pencil.
Because the Democrats kept testing me all the way through. And remember, they were in control. And I had to stand my ground. And so I had to be bold, But, you know, the second term, they were ready to start talking. It's completely different. So that's the difference.
With two veteran politicians, Republicans from Wisconsin, thinking about presidency, are you going to stay neutral?
Oh, I doubt very much if I'll stay neutral, but I don't know. At this point in time, you know, who's going to run and what's going to take place, you know? Walker definitely is going to run, but we got to find out what Paul Ryan's going to do.
Well, and since you believe Governor Walker's going to run, your advice for him then? I didn't ask you about second term, but running for president, something you did.
I will talk about that. That was a private conversation I had with the governor.
But on November 5, you said stay out of Iowa. You remember that advice? Governor Walker should stay out of the Iowa precinct caucuses. You remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that advice still given that advice?
No. But I told him it was different.
Okay. All Governor, right. Thank you. Regards to you and your family. Happy New Year.
It's always a pleasure. Happy New Year to you and everybody else. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Governor.